Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can probably, after the draft, get into more specifics on things, but I just don't think it's fair to the player, to be honest with you, to really even respond to that. I think it's just better to keep it to the fact that we have a plan, we're working towards helping our team get better, we're willing to do whatever it takes to get better. And I get memos on my desk every morning from PR of things, and I feel, if I'm being honest, like, I feel bad for our fans. The stuff that's out there, there's so much misinformation, so much of it's nonsense. I mean, someone that has no idea what they're talking about reporting that we were going to buy Sammy out. We've never had that conversation once. Like, it's ridiculous. So I don't even think it's worth me really getting into it. And I guess I'd just leave it at that.
That is Sabres General Manager Kevin Adams. He spoke yesterday. You can find all of that on demand at WGR550.com. Also, Paul Hamilton wrote about it at WGR550.com. And right now, we have Sneaky Joe DiBiase, who's made his way up here to Lockport. We're going to play Lockport Country Club a little bit later, and Joe just told me he's never played here. I played here several times. Challenging course. You're looking out at the course right now. What do you think?
It looks beautiful. It looks challenging also. We got lucky, I think, too, because it is downpouring or was downpouring in and around the station, and I think we might have avoided it here. But, yeah, the course looks absolutely beautiful. A lot of challenging shots, it looks like.
Joe and I also wear very similar shirts, so we're gonna. I didn't know you were gonna wear the white shirt, but I got mine. What do I got on mine? Like flamingos. You got flowers. I think we're okay. I think we're looking very similar today. Yeah. All right. So Sabres yesterday. Let's reverse roles. I go on your show in the morning, and here you're with me on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And by the way, reuniting, right? I mean, we used to do this show together for several years. Okay. I just said, I don't know if you heard it on the way up. I don't think that J.J. Paterka is the type of player who should be in a position of making demands on a Buffalo Sabres. He's 23 years old. He's been playing for 3 years. And if Kevin Adams trades him because of that, to me, Joe, that's a tough look on him. And I think it's a bad precedent to send. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same. That I actually have no ill will towards Paterka or feel like there's any criticism of him for exploring the idea of a trade if that's what he wants. But if I'm Kevin Adams, I think I have to take that and say, okay, that's fine, you want out. I'm sure there are other guys that haven't told me directly that want out that are on this team too, but you're 23 years old and I still have 4 years of contract control. Like, I'm not, if I'm not going to get a price that's going to help me win right now from another team, like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to trade you. You can go sign an offer sheet, but we're going to match it. And that's kind of the risk right now, or really, I think, the dilemma, if that's what the Sabres approach is. Because let's say that is what it is. Adam says, I'm going to play hardball here, and I'm not just going to cave in and trade the guy away because he asks. It's going to be, all right, here's a 2-year contract. $8 million per even. We'll, you know what? We'll juice it up a little bit with the money to make you happy, as happy as we can here. Now, I'm going to put the ball in your camp. Do you want to sign that deal? And then in 2 years, a little further down the line, you have more leverage. You're closer to UFA status. Then maybe you can get out if you want, if you still want to, or if we haven't figured it out. Or you, how ugly you want to make this? Put the ball in his camp to say, all right, go hold out. Don't sign a contract. That's happened in the league. Willie Nylander held out into a season for Toronto, I think a month into the year before he ended up signing. Jonathan Drouin, go look up the letter Jonathan Drouin wrote to the Tampa Bay Lightning when he was a young player in the league. I think he wrote in his letter that he would never play for the organization again. And guess what? After like a month, he was back playing for the team again. So I kind of would want to call his bluff right now. Understand why he might want out, but to me, unless you are getting something that you know is going to help you right now, I'm not. If I'm Adams, I'm not trading him just to trade him.
And Joe, that I don't know if they can. Like, to me, what hockey trade can Kevin Adams make right now that makes them better? What he can do is trade JJ in one deal and then make another deal where you come in over top of him. I don't see the Sabres getting back the better player in the deal, whether it's a forward or a defenseman, by trading JJ Paterka.
Pretty much. I mean, it's not impossible that a deal like that could be out there. I was looking around at certain players that might be available. You know, there are trade stories about right now on other teams, whether that's there's a defenseman in Calgary that would fit what the Sabres need. The Bruins might look to trade away their goalie, Jeremy Swayman, because of their relationship, and he has trade protection that doesn't kick in for one more week. So there are ideas around the league, but you need that team to be interested in Paterka. And you need to agree that, okay, we're going to do a hockey trade. And not everybody wants to do a hockey trade. I think Adams, actually, to his credit, has found two in 2.5 years with the Byram trade and then with Norris and Cousins. So I don't want to say it's not out there, but mostly I'm with you that any trade that you make, or most calls I bet you're getting about Paterka, Are you sure you don't want to do it for like the 11th pick in the draft and this our third best prospect? Like, I would imagine most teams are acquiring Paterka to help them win right now, and those teams are probably not giving you a lot back. So to me, I know it sounds ugly right now and that Paterka might want out, but I still feel like I'd want the Sabres to push for him being on the team on opening night.
And then there's the opposite side, which is Alex Tuch, right? I mean, a player that he came out yesterday, Kevin Adams, that is, and said, Alex Tuch knows he's a priority. He wants to be a Buffalo Sabre. We didn't get that answer about J.J. Paterka, which I thought was interesting. By the way, how about the quote of, I can get into more specifics after the draft? What does that mean? What does that mean?
I'm glad you brought that up. I did not catch that when he said that yesterday. There was a good find by you, I heard, on the way in, because I hadn't heard it that way until you pointed that out. That really could be something. That could be Adams, maybe even not intentionally, kind of letting you into, he might have a couple of offers that he thinks are close. Like, maybe there's a team where he just wants a little bit more that maybe are on the goal line. That's definitely guessing at that. But that is interesting that he would put it that way, because if he's not traded, what changes in a week? Other than maybe, I mean, the offer sheet deadline, right? Like, you're closer to that, but I don't think that would really change anything. Like, the only thing that would be different between now and then about why you would be more open and honest about it, I think, would be that he's off the roster.
Or what if they sign him to an extension?
Or that. Does anything really make it sound like that's on the doorstep, though? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Joe DiBiase here, Sneaky Joe, on WGR, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and now Alex Tuch. So Alex Tuch, obviously a player who, you know, grew up a Sabres fan. We know that. We know the backstory. But it seems like that seems to be going in a much different direction, and Adams kind of made it clear. So I'd be kind of surprised if anything other than Alex Tuch not only being on the roster, but being on the roster maybe even with more years on his contract.
Yeah, pretty much. I think extension is, it sounds, it's sounding optimistic, right? He clearly showed yesterday with the Paterka comment versus the Tuch comment that if he didn't think the guy was long for Buffalo, you'd get that implication. You heard that. He did not sound that way about Paterka. He did sound much more like that when it comes to Tuch. So I think the worries about him not being here have been squashed. And I think that's Paterka wanting out is one thing. Tuch, there was just a deeper level of significance if he was going to say, yeah, I'm good. And he hasn't signed yet, so, you know, this still could happen. But there's another layer with him, which is what you just mentioned, that he grew up a Sabre fan, and the GM is still talking about, yesterday he did it again, bleeding blue and gold and, you know, wanting badly to be a Buffalo Sabre and players that want to be here. That sentiment has continued to exist, so the face of that is Tuck, right? Like, the face of that is the guy that loved the team growing up, that loved Lindy, that we'll talk about the 06 Sabres. If that guy at some point were to hit the ejector seat, then it just feels like the whole thing could come crashing down, at least for Adams on that front. Whereas now, at least I think you have one guy where you know that about. Like, there was a desire for him to be here. Because remember, Tuck still has never signed a contract with the Buffalo Sabres. As much as he's the face of players that want to be here, he got traded here on a deal that he had already signed with Vegas. So this would really be the first opportunity for him to do that.
He also, growing up a Sabres fan, wears number 89. Alexander Mogilny. Did you ever watch Mogilny? Did any part of his career?
I did, but I honestly remember him more for the Leafs.
Okay.
Which, you know, obviously very different than anyone that would have grown up watching him in the early 90s.
What do you remember about, you know, so, okay, comparable maybe here. Like, I didn't watch OJ play. But I remember people telling me, oh my God, O.J. Simpson, how great he was, right? What do you remember about people telling you about Alexander Mogilny?
Honestly, a lot of it is my dad, because he is a huge fan in the early 90s, obviously, and that's pretty fresh still. It's within 10 years from when I start watching, especially the 92-93 team, right, with all the stats and LaFontaine putting up a...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
148 points and Mogilny's 76 goals. So really, that is, I've heard more stories about that Mogilny LaFontaine team than I would have about the French Connection teams. So It mostly is just the dude was lightning fast and could score a million goals. And honestly, for me, a lot of it for him is not just the highlights and for the stats. Because you know me, I still have a tough time watching hockey from that era with the goaltending. It still blows my mind. But whatever, they're still impressive. For him, there was a documentary like 10 years ago that Sportsnet did called Defector, about the story of him coming over here, and Jerry Meehan is in that and talks about, like, the stories about them drive. It's Jerry Meehan and there's somebody else from the Sabres and Mogilny in the back of a car, and they're waiting for their flight out of Stockholm, but they have to kill 2 hours, and they're driving the whole time because they think the KGB is following them. Like, it's like a spy movie, basically. And the fact that, like, again, Sportsnet did a documentary about that 10 years ago. Where's ESPN on that? All the 30 for 30s that have been made, or all these sports documentaries that Netflix is putting out. Somebody should do a story on that, because it still kind of blows my mind, the idea that they snuck him out of Europe to get him to come here in the first place.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I agree with you. Well, he is going to the Hockey Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool. Finally, Alexander Mogilny getting into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Well-deserved, I think. You think it was overdue. Do you have a player in any sport that you think... I think Steve Tasker is the easy one for Bills fans, right? So even eliminating him, this should be in the Hall of Fame. I have Ricky Waters as number one. And we've talked, I don't know if you don't remember Ricky Waters playing, but when he retired, it was like him, Thurman, Marcus Allen, and Walter Payton as like the greatest like dual threats or overall backs ever.
You know, Mogilny would have been the guy for me. I might have to find a new one. I mean, really, maybe I should spend less attention on arguing with people why Eli shouldn't go into the Hall of Fame than find somebody that I think should be in the Hall of Fame. Because really, like, who is that other? Ricky Waters is a good one. You hear him a lot. Hockey. Now, you know what it is? The Hockey Hall of Fame and the Basketball Hall of Fame, it just kind of feels like everybody gets in now. So for those sports, maybe it's a little bit harder. For football, you know what this is going to be for me? It hasn't happened yet, but this will be my version of Ricky Waters. This generation or the last generation of running backs, who's going to get in? Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson, Frank Gore. LeSean McCoy. Jamal Charles is the all-time leader in yards per carry, but does he have enough stats? I wonder if there's going to be a running back or two that was awesome and great that gets left out kind of the same way the Waters did.
All right, last thing for you before I let you go. Another minute or so here with Joe DiBiase on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Goaltending. I'm in this. I just said I'm a Devin Levi truther. I do think he's going to be very good in the league. I also understand that it's a little bit too much maybe to ask for right now. If I could have one wish that's realistic for the Sabres, I love what you said today about the drought ends by a goalie getting really hot. If I could have one wish for this team that's realistic, maybe not likely, it's Devin Levi becomes really good next year. Is that possible? And what do you think about them going forward?
I think it's possible. I think it's becoming more and more clear, though, that it's a little bit of a crapshoot of not only if he will be good, because I'm with you. I still think the raw talent is there, that this guy's going to be a really good goalie in the NHL. But it's so tough to predict when the guy is actually going to arrive. Ryan Miller, he's 25 years old. I think Ullmark, it's maybe the same age. And those are both Vezina winners that this team drafted. There's not a lot of sample of guys that arrive when they're 21, 22 years old. That was a lot of my point in the last couple of years is, not that he can't do it, but there's not a lot of history that tells you, like, you got to be special to be able to arrive that early. But now he's at an age where he's kind of, 2 years in the AHL. This is about when the really talented guys start showing up. So I think it could happen. I wouldn't want to put all my eggs in it, though. Because it could be one more year. It could be 2 more years. Like, honestly, that wouldn't be that bad a result. 2 years, and the guy at 25 years old, 24 years old, I mentioned there's other examples of that, becomes a stud. Becomes like a top 10 starting goalie in the league. But what do I do in the meantime? Because my confidence in Luukkonen at this point is pretty low. He could do it. But again, it's could do it. Could arrive early. Like, there's too much ifs, ands, and... like, I think the best outcome is this team does a hockey trade with Luukkonen. Same thing you did with Cousins. Same thing you did with Mittelstadt. I'd like it to be at the same position. And I've been looking to see like what goalies might be available. I mentioned Swayman earlier for Boston, but I think that's a bigger deal than just Luukkonen. Jake Allen's a free agent, and that's kind of it. Like the tough part might be that idea of flip Luukkonen, maybe pair him with something else in a hockey deal and get a more stable number one goalie to pair with Levi while Levi continues to grow. Someone write me in a name or something, because it looks like it might be tough sledding out there in the goalie market.
Joe, thanks for doing this, buddy. Thanks for coming aboard. We're going to play golf in a little while. Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joe. We're getting ready to play some golf. And in the meantime, we're going to come back here and wrap things up on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.